Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Year of Living Danishly by Helen Russell. This insightful book uncovers the secrets behind Denmark's status as a consistently happy and well-functioning society. From the depths of Danish culture and society, the author, a renowned British journalist with accolades in The Times, The Guardian, and The Wall Street Journal, brings her keen observations and experiences of moving to and living in Denmark. This book is more than just a cultural exploration. It's an analysis of why Denmark often ranks at the top of the UN World Happiness Report and the European Union's Wellbeing and Happiness Index. The Year of Living Danishly is a must-read for anyone intrigued by the measures of happiness, supporters of social democracy, or those enamored with Danish culture and lifestyle. Whether you're a student of sociology, a researcher delving into what makes societies tick, or simply a curious mind eager to learn about one of the world's happiest countries, Helen Russell's engaging narrative offers profound insights into the art of Danish living. Join us as we explore what it means to live Danishly and how Denmark's approach to life can inspire us all. The Year of Living Danishly, Uncovering the Secrets of the World's Happiest Country. Introduction. Embark on a journey to uncover the secrets of the world's happiest country. Imagine a place where the air is crisp, the streets intertwine with both history and modernism, and the scent of freshly baked pastries lingers in the morning light. This is not a scene from a fairy tale, but everyday life in Denmark, a small, northern European country that has caught the world's attention by consistently topping happiness rankings year after year. Despite its modest size, Denmark outshines many larger nations with its unique approach to life, work, and community. But what's behind this Danish phenomenon? Join us as we delve into the heart of Denmark's happiness, exploring the pillars that support the Danes' enviable way of life. Discover the Danish delight in lighting up the dark. To many, the idea of burning things as a source of joy may seem peculiar, yet in Denmark, the act of lighting candles and creating a warm, cozy atmosphere, a practice known as hygge, is fundamental to daily life, especially during the long, dark winters. This simple pleasure, deeply ingrained in the Danish culture, encapsulates the essence of finding joy in the moment and the beauty in simplicity. Learn why Danish parents wear smiles as often as their children. In Denmark, happiness starts from the cradle, thanks to laws designed to support families. Danish parents enjoy generous parental leave policies, allowing them to spend invaluable time with their newborns without the pressure of rushing back to work. This early bond between parent and child is just one thread in the tightly knit fabric of Danish society, fostering happiness from the beginning of life. Explore the fascinating link between Danish genes and happiness. Could the secret to Danish happiness lie within their very DNA? Research suggests that Danes might possess a gene variant linked to higher levels of serotonin, the brain's mood stabilizer. This intriguing biological advantage might contribute to the innate sense of well-being that seems to characterize the Danish population. By unraveling these aspects of Danish life, the cherished tradition of hygge, thoughtful family-supportive laws, and possibly even a genetic predisposition to happiness, we get closer to understanding what makes Denmark a beacon of joy in our world. Join us as we continue to explore the facets of Danish life that create a bubble of bliss, setting a global benchmark for happiness and well-being. Part 1. Unveiling the Essence of Danish Happiness. A Cozy and Chic Hearth. Denmark, a country synonymous with Lego and biting winters, has recently become emblematic of a concept that captures the hearts of its people, hygge. This term, while elusive to some, embodies the quintessential Danish pursuit of coziness and a pleasant home life. Hygge is not just a word, but a way of life in Denmark, especially during the chilly winter months. It represents moments of warmth and comfort, whether they occur among friends and family, indoors or in solitary contentment wrapped in a blanket. From intimate dinners to snuggling on the couch, or enjoying a glass of wine by candlelight, hygge is about cherishing the simple, serene moments life offers. To cultivate this cherished atmosphere, Danes meticulously craft their living spaces into bastions of comfort and style. A Danish home is a realm of tidiness and warmth, where shoes are left at the door to preserve the sanctuary within. The interior is strategically illuminated with an array of lighting options, from the elegance of ceiling chandeliers to the warm glow of table lamps, creating snug corners that beckon one to unwind. Beyond electric lighting, candles play a pivotal role in Danish homes, with Denmark boasting the highest per capita consumption of candles in Europe. This soft, flickering light contributes to a warm, inviting ambiance, essential for true hygge. The transformation doesn't stop with lighting. Blankets and cushions of various textures and colors adorn Danish homes, their selection often changing with the seasons, further testament to the thoughtful consideration Danes give to their environment. So, what drives Danes to meticulously curate their living spaces? The answer lies in the profound connection between our surroundings and our happiness. A study conducted by University College London in 2011 revealed that merely beholding beauty triggers the release of dopamine, the brain's feel-good neurotransmitter. Therefore, a home that resonates with personal style and comfort isn't just a backdrop to life, it's a foundational element of Danish joy. By embracing the principles of hygge and cultivating spaces that invite relaxation and happiness, Denmark reveals the profound truth that happiness often begins in the heart of our homes. Part 2, Discovering the Joy of Work in Denmark, More Than Just a Job. In the quest for happiness, Denmark stands out not only for its cozy homes and community spirit, but also for its remarkable approach to work-life balance and career satisfaction. A recent survey by the European Commission has crowned Denmark the kingdom of contented employees, with Danish workers harboring a unique philosophy encapsulated in the term arbejdsglæde, which beautifully melds the concepts of work and happiness into one. But what's the secret behind the Danish work nirvana? Primarily, the Danish workforce isn't burdened by excessive hours, with an official work week capped at 37 hours and actual averages leaning closer to 34 hours. Denmark offers some of the most enviable schedules in Europe. This approach to work time isn't just about clocking fewer hours, it's about efficiency, with the culture actively discouraging overtime as a sign of poor time management rather than dedication. The seeds of arbejdsglæde, however, are planted well before the workday begins. In Denmark, young individuals are encouraged to pursue careers that spark joy, facilitated by a system where education doesn't come with a price tag. Career selection isn't a race to the top of the salary scale, as societal values emphasize passion over paychecks, with higher earnings simply translating to higher taxes. The Danes focus on the fulfillment their work brings, rather than the financial gain. Moreover, the Danish labor market is fluid and forgiving, allowing individuals the freedom to change career paths without fear of insurmountable obstacles. Two cardinal supports enable this flexibility: an expansive social welfare system and significant investment in lifelong training. Quitting a job for pastures anew doesn't leave one in limbo, with unemployment benefits quickly kicking in at nearly full salary for up to 2 years. Additionally, Denmark leads the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, countries in spending on adult learning, ensuring workers are never left behind as industries evolve. This triumvirate of manageable work hours, societal support for following one's passion, and robust safety nets for those wishing to change careers constructs the foundation of arbejdsglæde. In Denmark, work isn't just a means to an end, but a key contributor to one's happiness and sense of purpose, elevating the humble job to a vital component of the Danish art of living well. Part 3, The Danish Route to Happiness, Cycling, and the Culture of Clubs. In Denmark, the pursuit of happiness extends beyond the cozy corners of the home into the great outdoors and vibrant community life. Here, leisure activities are not just pastimes, they're integral to the Danish way of life, contributing significantly to overall happiness and well-being. This emphasis on hobbies and shared interests is so deeply ingrained that it finds robust support in the social fabric of the country, including government backing. With a staggering 80,000 registered associations, Denmark is a country where hobbies thrive in organized clubs and societies, many of which enjoy governmental support in the form of free spaces and subsidies for membership fees. This support is even more pronounced for clubs catering to the youth, reflecting the nation's commitment to fostering a culture of active, engaged citizens from an early age. It's a place where nearly every Dane is a member of not just one, but, on average, 2.8 clubs, creating a rich tapestry of community and shared experience. In these Danish clubs, hierarchy dissolves. CEOs and janitors come together as equals, united by their common interests. This egalitarian ethos underpins the strong sense of community and trust that permeates Danish society, offering a testament to how shared activities can bridge societal divides. Among these varied interests, cycling stands out as a national passion, a pursuit so universally embraced that it transcends social and economic boundaries. The Danish government's investment in cycling infrastructure is evident in over 7,500 miles of bike paths crisscrossing the country, connecting communities and making cycling a safe, enjoyable, and indispensable part of Danish life. Copenhagen, the capital, takes pride in its cyclist-friendly streets, where safety lanes shield riders from the hustle and bustle of car traffic. Even taxis are equipped with bike racks, ensuring that cyclists can always make their way home safely after a night out. This embrace of cycling is not just about fostering a healthy lifestyle or reducing carbon footprints. It's a reflection of the deep-seated Danish belief in the importance of outdoors and physical activity in achieving happiness. Scientific research, including studies by Harvard Medical School, backs this up, suggesting a link between cycling and improved cognitive well-being. In Denmark, then, happiness is found not just in the warmth of a lit candle or the comfort of a well-designed living room, but in the vitality of its streets, the camaraderie of its clubs, and the simple pleasure of a bike ride through its landscapes. Part 4, Traditions and Patriotism, the Pillars of Danish Happiness. In Denmark, the threads of tradition and patriotism weave through the fabric of society, creating a tapestry rich with community spirit and national pride. These elements are more than mere cultural nuances, they are central to the happiness and sense of security felt by the Danish people. Take, for instance, the milestone of confirmation, which holds profound importance in Danish culture. With a significant portion of the population belonging to the Protestant State Church, confirmation is not just a religious rite, but a pivotal coming-of-age celebration that embodies deep-rooted societal values. At around the age of 14, Danish children participate in this ceremony, embracing the faith and protection believed to be bestowed upon them. This event is typically marked by grand festivities, including lavish meals, thoughtful speeches, and generous gifts, with teenagers receiving an average of $3,200, according to a survey by Nordea Bank. But the value of such traditions extends beyond the immediate joy of celebration. A study by the University of Minnesota has shown that rituals and traditions enhance enjoyment by providing a sense of continuity and belonging in our rapidly changing world. They offer a comforting anchor, reminding people of their roots and the enduring nature of their communal ties. Equally important to Danish happiness is a robust sense of patriotism, a sentiment that runs deep in the hearts of the Danish people. When surveyed, a notable 42% of Danes expressed a belief in their nation's superiority, a reflection of the genuine pride they take in their country's achievements and way of life. Symbolizing this national pride is the Dannebrog, Denmark's flag, which is among the oldest in the world. This revered emblem is omnipresent, adorning everything from office desks to residential gardens and even television broadcasts, signaling a collective identity and unity. The laws safeguarding its display underscore the deep respect and reverence Danes hold for their national symbol. Such patriotism might seem excessive to outsiders, but research published in Psychological Science suggests that a positive perception of one's homeland is closely linked to personal happiness. Thus, the Danish inclination toward patriotism is not merely a display of nationalistic fervor, but a contributing factor to the overarching well-being of its people. In Denmark, then, happiness is not just found in the tangible comforts of hygge or the liberating joy of cycling. It is also deeply rooted in the intangible, in the shared traditions and the collective pride that bind the Danish people together, providing both a sense of belonging and a source of collective joy. Part 5. Denmark's recipe for happy families, time together, and strong support. In Denmark, the foundation of happiness extends into the realm of family, where the state fosters an environment conducive to spending quality time with one's children right from the start. Danish laws are designed to ensure that new parents can fully immerse themselves in the critical early months of their child's life without the worry of work looming over them. Offering a staggering 52 weeks of parental leave per child, to be divided as the parents see fit, Denmark stands at the forefront of supporting family bonds. This generous parental leave is more than a policy, it's a catalyst for nurturing healthier families. Research from the American National Bureau of Economic Research highlights the tangible benefits of extended maternity leave, noting improvements in child health and significant reductions in maternal depression rates. Danish fathers, embracing their role in this family-friendly culture, frequently take paternity leave as well, contributing to a happier, more connected family unit. Further, studies by the OECD underline a shift in Scandinavian countries towards more hands-on fatherhood, with dads spending unprecedented amounts of time at home, strengthening the parent-child bond. This evolution in the paternal role correlates with findings from the University of Missouri, which reveal that sharing parenting and household responsibilities elevates the happiness of both partners. Yet, the Danish dream of spending valuable time with one's children doesn't end as parental leave concludes. The government steps in again, providing affordable childcare that ensures a seamless transition back to work for parents. From the tender age of 6 months up until school starts at 6 years, children are guaranteed daycare, with options ranging from 25 to 45 hours per week and costs adjusted based on a child's age and family income. Danish daycare is designed to be accessible to all, ensuring no child is left out. Moreover, the substantial state subsidy, covering 75% of daycare costs, makes this care remarkably affordable when compared to global standards. This approach not only eases the financial burden on families, but also ensures that children receive quality care during their formative years, laying a strong foundation for their future development. In embracing these policies, Denmark crafts an ecosystem where families thrive, supported by a society that values the irreplaceable moments of early parenthood and the lasting impact of quality childcare. Through this, Denmark not only fosters the happiness of its youngest citizens, but also secures a brighter, more connected future for its families. Part 6. The genetic key to Danish happiness. When pondering the roots of happiness, thoughts typically meander through the realms of relationships, financial stability, and health. Yet an intriguing element often overlooked is the role of genetics. It turns out that the internal similarity, or genetic distance, within a population significantly influences its collective contentment. Niels Tommerup, a professor at the University of Copenhagen's Department of Cellular and Molecular Medicine, references a study underscoring a direct link between genetic homogeneity and societal well-being. This research highlights that populations with closely matched genes tend to exhibit higher levels of happiness and trust among their members. Essentially, these societies operate much like extended families, fostering a unique bond and sense of community. Denmark stands out as a prime example of this phenomenon, owing to a history of minimal movement among its inhabitants. This deep-rooted genetic closeness has woven contentment into the very fabric of Danish heritage. Further fueling this notion is research from the University of Warwick, revealing that countries with genetic compositions divergent from Denmark's experience lower levels of well-being. The implication is clear. Genetic similarity, akin to that found in Denmark, correlates strongly with the happiness of a population. Delving deeper into the genetic basis of happiness, we encounter the crucial role of serotonin, a neurotransmitter instrumental in fostering feelings of happiness. However, the presence of serotonin alone isn't enough. The utilization of serotonin by our brains depends on the 5-HTT gene, also known as the serotonin transporter gene. This gene comes in various lengths, but it's the prevalence of the long form that enhances mood and general well-being. Among global populations, Denmark, along with the Netherlands, boasts unusually high levels of this long form of the 5-HTT gene. This fascinating intersection of genetics and happiness reveals that the Danes' renowned sense of well-being may stem from more than just their social policies, culture, or environment. Indeed, it suggests that happiness might be partially inscribed in their DNA, providing them with a unique biological predisposition to living life with a brighter outlook. This genetic advantage, combined with Denmark's societal structures, crafts a comprehensive explanation for why Danes consistently rank as some of the happiest people on Earth. Final summary: in the heart of Northern Europe lies Denmark, a country modest in size but remarkable in its achievement, mastering the art of happiness. With a population of merely 5.5 million, Denmark's consistent top rankings in global happiness indexes have captivated the world's curiosity. What is the secret to the Danes' profound contentment? The essence of Danish happiness is not attributed to a single factor, but rather a harmonious blend of societal support, cultural values, and perhaps a touch of genetic fortune. At its core, Denmark's success story is about crafting an environment where the well-being of its citizens is paramount. From comprehensive social welfare systems and policies that encourage work-life balance to subsidized childcare and robust support for education, Denmark leaves no stone unturned in supporting its people. Beyond the tangible benefits provided by the state, the Danish way of life, centered around the home and leisure, plays a critical role in fostering happiness. The concept of hygge, emphasizing coziness and quality time with loved ones, reflects the importance of simplicity and comfort in achieving well-being. Likewise, the Danes' active involvement in leisure activities, particularly cycling, and their deep engagement in community clubs and traditions underscores a collective pursuit of joy. Perhaps more surprisingly, science sheds light on another dimension of Danish happiness: genetics. Research indicates a correlation between the genetic homogeneity of a population and its overall happiness. Denmark, with its relatively stable population history, exemplifies this phenomenon. Furthermore, the prevalence of the long form of the 5-HTT gene, associated with higher levels of serotonin utilization, suggests that Danes might have a biological predisposition toward happiness. In essence, the story of Danish happiness is a multifaceted one, intertwining supportive societal structures, a culture that prizes contentment and community, and possibly a fortunate genetic endowment. Together, these elements illuminate the path to a happier society, offering valuable lessons for the rest of the world. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.